Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Daniel Colby. He is a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Daniel.
Good to be here, Father Adam. Thank you.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you bless this day, bless our conversation together, and bless all of our listeners. Protect us especially through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Daniel, it's great to have you here. You are second theology, is that right?
Correct, yeah, correct. Up at the Josephinum.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, as we begin these series of conversations, we always like to hear your story, how you came to faith, maybe how you encountered Christ. What I know of you in our time together here at the cathedral is that you are a convert to the faith. So you didn't grow up Catholic.
Correct. Yeah.
So you know, what's the story of your faith journey?
Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a story. Me and my three brothers, we grew up Presbyterian down in North Carolina. It's the Presbyterian church my mom and dad met and got married at. And just going to church and being a part of that community was a big part of our growing up and our family life. But starting in middle school, high school, I began to fall away from the faith for various sin reasons, and a lot of reading the Old Testament without context and seeing what seemed to be kind of a capricious God who enjoyed punishing people. Maybe it was just my skewed mindset at that point. But by the time college came around, I had pretty much left faith. I was moving away from home, going out of state for college. I went to Virginia Tech, go Hokies, and just wanted to be my own person. I started going by my last name, so everybody called me Colby and not Daniel, and just kind of tried to reinvent myself and be my own person for a couple of years. And after college, got a job in Charlotte for a brief time before that company closed down. Then moved up to Columbus in May 2014, so coming up on 7 years now, I guess. Wow. I'd never been to Columbus, never lived in Ohio before, but I just got an apartment up here in the Old North, just south of Clintonville. And my next-door neighbors then were evangelicals who belonged to the Xenos Church. I'm sure some of your listeners are familiar with them, for better or for worse. And, there was a house church next door to me that some of the elders in the church owned, and a lot of, like, the 20-somethings and college-age students would live in to have a Christian discipleship community there. And they invited me over for a couple Bible studies and cookouts and stuff, and just engaged me in my different mixed-up beliefs about Christianity, some of the Presbyterian stuff I'd grown up with, some other stuff I just kind of picked up from the world. But they answered a lot of my questions about the nature of God and the goodness of the Father in our fallen world. And I remember the summer 2014, they took me to this conference by an apologist named Lee Strobel, who the author of The Case for Christ and The Case for the Real Jesus and The Case for Faith, a lot of kind of books about his journey to the faith from being an atheist. And in that talk in the summer, this was in August 2014, he gave a really lucid and succinct presentation for why the resurrection of Jesus was a historical event. And that really, just like an evidential mindset, really convicted me that, okay, this really did happen. And so the next obvious step is, well, if this happened, then there's something I have to do. And after a lot of trying to put off the decision, eventually, I guess it was Labor Day 2014, I sat down in prayer and just really asked God to come back into my life again. I prayed that I could know him, experience him, and love him, and feel him in my life. And I just searched around till I found the right words and started praying that over and over. And I had this really intense kind of rebirth experience is the best way I can describe it. And I felt reborn and new and didn't know exactly what to do after that. So I called my dad and my old pastor and talked to them about it and started going to church with the Xenos people. And then shortly after that, going to another evangelical church called the Scarlet City Church in Columbus. That was a more people my own age. It was a better fit. Just started exploring my renewed faith for a while and figuring out what that meant for my life. And then I went back home to Raleigh to visit my family December 2014 and talked to my dad about my faith journey, and he told me and kind of dropped the bomb that he was leaving the Presbyterian church that we had grown up in, that he and mom had gotten married in, to become Catholic because he had been reading a lot about the Eucharist and about the church fathers and from Benedict and some other people in First Things and other sites like that. And that got me started in trying to figure out what Catholicism was all about. So I figured the best way to do that was I looked up Roman Catholic Church on Wikipedia when I got back home, just kind of on a whim on New Year's Eve. I think I was staying up to watch the ball dropper or whatever we do in Columbus. I can remember that. We have an acorn in North Carolina, a giant acorn the size of a double-wide trailer that drops down in the digression. Anyways, but I was on my couch looking up Roman Catholicism on Wikipedia and trying to figure out what it was all about. And New Year's Day, the next morning, really early, I woke up out of nowhere with this feeling I needed to go to Mass, having never been to Mass before, never set foot inside a Catholic church. And Holy Name Church was right around the corner from where I lived, and I found they had an early morning Mass that morning and walked over there in the rain and came in not really knowing what I was doing, but a very nice young woman there kind of saw that I looked a bit confused, and I told her that, hey, I don't know why, but I think I'm supposed to be here right now. And so she brought me in, and I sat in the pew with her for Mass, and I remember it was for all those listeners who have been to Holy Name, it's one of the most beautiful churches we have in the diocese, very ornate, very far removed from the school gymnasium that our evangelical church was meeting in with their praise band. So it was a very foreign experience to me, but I remember that when the priest confected the Eucharist, I felt this surge of presence and power, and that made me like unconsciously turn my head away from looking at it, and that really understandably lit a fire under me to figure out what this was all about. And looking back on it, that would have been the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, 2015. So I think that was our mother's way of reaching out to me to draw her to her son. In retrospect, I think. So that was the first real step getting me into the faith. So, okay, that fire's lit under me. I got to figure out what this is all about. I started doing some research. I read a history of Christianity, like a 2-volume series to kind of get a perspective of historically what the church is and what all the different denominations are about. And that, in a lot of ways, seeing the history of the church really convicted me of the continuation, the apostolicity of the Catholic Church. Then I kind of did like some apologetics on either side. I read a book by Trent Horn called The Protestant's Dilemma. I might be misattributing the author, but that's the title of the book. About kind of stacking up the different beliefs of the Catholic Church and their corresponding Protestant opposite beliefs and seeing which makes more sense. That really convicted me that Catholicism made more sense in a lot of ways than the evangelical or Protestant beliefs. My evangelical pastor recommended a book called an Evangelical Assessment of Catholicism or something like that. That was basically just looking at different Catholic beliefs from the catechism and presenting like the evangelical response of why it doesn't make sense. And that was my first exposure to the catechism of the Catholic Church. And even from that book that was purportedly supposed to knock down those Catholic beliefs, I found that the Catechism made more sense than a lot of what the evangelical counterpoints was saying. And so, yeah, I was studying and reading that for a couple months. I remember one kind of signature moment during that was a chapter in the evangelical book Against Catholicism about, you know, can people outside the church be saved? And that awoke something in me, because it wasn't until I read that that I remember that was one of the reasons why I walked away from Christianity in the first place, just the idea that, you know, morally upright people who have never heard of Jesus seemingly didn't have any chance to go to heaven. And so reading in the evangelical book that the Catholic Church believes that, you know, people who aren't explicitly in the Catholic faith, who aren't baptized, who don't know the name of Jesus, are all humanity is connected in some way to the passion of Christ, to his redemption, and that people who know through no fault of their own, who seek God in their conscience with a good heart, can be saved by his sacrifice in ways that are known only to God. And that was kind of a revelation to me, seeing that this is what the church believed, and then the kind of dismissive way the evangelical author is like, well, no, that's not the case, because that's, they're idolaters and they're not calling on Christ, so they can't be saved. And I just, like, that doesn't match up at all. So that was a really big kind of watershed moment. That I think it was shortly after that that I sat down in prayer and had a really clear sense that God was calling me to become Catholic and take that next step.
We're going to continue this story in the your story in the next segment of Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.